information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot.
But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want
to
go out?
Hey, and welcome to This Week's Critic Cast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you. And it is, yet another week of madness and all that other stuff, which I'll talk about. And as far as the news is concerned, I also talk about wife snatching happening in Harare, as well as, I'm going to tell you how not to lose your wife. That's in a relationship segment that's going to go like, I don't know, it's weird. Anyway, first things first, let's go through the news. The first thing that we'll talk about is the sad story that came out of Midlands. That was the accident in between Jisavan and Shirugwe in the Tombs Motorway bus. It's strange that the bus is called Tombs Motorways. Like, why are you going to call it Tombs? It's like creepy. It's the creepiest thing you can ever do. Anyway, what happened was the bus was sideswiped by a haulage truck that was carrying metal rods and... four people died. Early on, it was believed that, only two people had survived. Like, newspaper article says scores feared dead and that sort of thing, which is kind of creepy, scary. I don't know. And then also in this news, big story, FIFA. What's happening at FIFA? Well, anyway, the FBI got people arrested. And a lot of them, these are FIFA executives and vice presidents and that sort of thing. Over corruption charges, and they talk, and the guys at FIFA, or rather in the FBI, are saying that a lot of these scandals go back as far as 24 to 30 years, which is kind of weird, because when you think about it, are they going to say that right now, first of all, they're already talking about South Africa's bid to host the World Cup was mired in corruption, this $10 million that was given to someone, stuffed in a bag and so forth. Feels like one of those weird movies, But then the question is, in that time, Germany, as well as the United States, as well as France, hosted the World Cup. So does it mean that they're going to give us information on whether there was, improprieties that took place? And as far as I'm concerned, I think it's just sour grapes over the fact that Qatar and Russia won bids and the United States and the United Kingdom didn't. That's just my feeling. And keeping in line with South Africa, Jacob Zuma, the president of South Africa, will not have to pay back the money, apparently. One of the reasons is that the pool is seen as a, wait for it, security feature. The reasoning being that, if there's a fire, then you could use water from the pool to douse the fire. You can't make it up. They actually say that. Also, the youth Stephanie Chiangwa has started a church ministry. She says it's not a church. She says it's just a ministry. I'm just going around preachings. And with her checkered past, there's all sorts of allegations made against her and all that sort of thing. So a lot of people are like, oh, it's just money making. I don't know. Maybe she did some crazy things in the past, but it's possible that, that she's turning around. She's turning a new leaf and she thinks that this whole Bible bashing and that weird stuff is a way to salvation. Who knows? I'm not going to really judge people. And then finally, an important decision that I am celebrating. The Constitutional Court has decided to say women are equal to men. Why am I saying that? Women will no longer be arrested for walking around at night in the avenues. Now, if you ask many women, they'll be scared to walk around the avenues, not because of thieves, but because police would arrest them and accuse them of, loitering for the purposes of soliciting for prostitution and all that other stuff. Now, the headlines have been saying prostitutes will not be arrested. That is not true. They will be arrested if there is proof of the transaction. So there has to be a proof that there's a male. The police can only arrest if there's a male person who is said to have been, requisitioning the services of a prostitute. So that's a big day for women's rights in Zimbabwe. That's my thinking at least. So now, that other weird story. A big story came out this past week which accused Elton Mangoma, who is like one of the big dogs at the MDC renewal team, of having snatched a guy, a junior member of the party's wife. Now, this guy's name is Believe Tevera, who accuses the former minister of energy of, stealing his wife. And it's like weird. The wife's name is Yemurai Maravanyika, and apparently she's running from home and left a one-year-old baby. And so this guy's at home with his one-year-old baby, and it's like a weird situation. Just think it's weird. Just like, wow. Anyway, yeah. So I thought about it, and you know, I think it's not. I'm gonna say it's not a big deal, not because it's, you know, ethically like weird. Don't go stealing people's wives in the first place. Never mind a junior's wife. But it's so common in Harare at the moment. So many stories you'll hear about where there are guys who had like who were like runners for this like big dog, big proper person, whatever. Not proper, with a big, you know, like a big dad or whatever it is. And then at some point, the wife was gone. Yeah, I know of a guy who whose wife left him, and they, you know, and three kids and the car and so forth. And she's driving a Q7 and living somewhere in the plush, suburbs of Borrowdale. So she's living the life now, but she was like, yeah, I'm willing to give up everything. And this is the funny thing. The big daddies will say, no, I don't want anything to do with your baggage from your past life. So if there's a child, find a way not to carry the child with you. But, you know, whatever. But at this moment, what's his name? The NDC renewal guy has said that this is not true. It's a malicious campaign. There's a low axis of evil and all that other stuff. You can hear, you know, I don't know. In my opinion, you know, stuff happens. This sort of thing happens all the time. And it doesn't mean it's correct, but, you know, it does come across as strange if true. If this is true, it comes across as a bit strange, given that Mangoma came out and said that he was leaving Changirai's MDC because of Changirai's, you know, we know Changirai and the whole women thing, yeah. So it'd be kind of weird. It'd be like, yeah, the thing that you accused your former boss of doing, that's why you quit and abandoned him, is the very same thing that you're accused of doing. Just kind of like, you know, total complete rubbish. I don't know. Well, I don't know what you think about the whole situation. In my opinion, I think when somebody's got a situation that they're in and that is called marriage and they're putting a life together, I think you try as much as possible to stay away from that situation because, you know, it's hard enough being staying together with someone and, you know, and being, you know, being and not losing the, in general, just staying with someone. It's just hard. And it's just, and then outside interference is just a completely different kettle of fish. But having said that, for a woman to run away from a marriage, there has to be something really wrong in that marriage. There's got to be something like, yeah, okay, you know, something that needed to be sorted out and nobody's had a proper conversation about it and yada, 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 yada. So based on that, on the other side, I'm going to talk to the guys and say, I'm going to give you 12 ways not to lose your lover. 12 ways not to lose your lover.
As we go a little something like this. Hit it! Maria.
And you're listening to DJ C-Mac, a super DJ, is this upon the turntables.
Yeah, big shout out to DJ C-Mac on the top 5 tracks you should be listening to right now. Thank you very much, DJ C-Mac. Remember, he is on Star FM every Friday between 4:30 and 5 p.m. The name is Larry. Listen to the Criticast, and as I said before, right now I'm going to talk about the 12 tips that, just random tips. I found them on Mordenson.com for how not to lose your woman. First and foremost, you need to be a trustworthy and independent man. Do not be scared of telling a woman what your plans and prospects are in life and that sort of thing. Secondly, try not to lie to your soulmate. In fact, don't lie. You know, if she just catches you in one lie, you know, it affects future trust and that sort of thing. Don't make your woman responsible for taking important decisions. You make the decision. You know, take her ideas and requests into consideration when making decisions. That's very important. But she needs you to take leadership and that sort of thing. But at the same time, don't treat her like property. Yeah? Don't make her feel bad, like, you know, she's kind of one of those things, you know, which is why I find it strange when somebody says someone stole my wife or whatever it is. Yeah, whatever. You know, and pay attention to your woman, and, you know, give her flowers and that sort of thing. Don't be indifferent towards her. Just make her feel good. Also, do not be jealous where there's no reason not to be jealous. She expects you to be jealous in certain circumstances, but when there's nothing, there's that extreme jealousy, which is kind of like, nah. And then when it comes to sex, start with the live love games and prelude, you know, switch to action. Then you see when she's ready. You know, also understand her request and that sort of thing. Also, remain physically fit. You know, she needs to feel secure next to you, because she, you know, if you're not physically fit, she's going to think, oh gosh, if we get robbed, you know, we're going to be a bit in a spot of bother. Also, fight your bad habits. If your bad habits that you drink too much or whatever it is, you know, widen your range of interest in life. You know, don't always make your default interest being going out to have a drink. Find other things to do. Take charge of minor repairs around the house. You know, just know how to fix things, essentially. And then never swear when talking to a woman and when she's next to you. So don't swear. You know, she doesn't like you abusing other people as much as she doesn't like to be abused herself. And then finally, never whine and complain to your beloved. A woman who cares for you will see the change in the mood and ask, what's the matter, darling? But don't be like, meh, meh, meh. No, because when you really look at it, there was a girl who I was talking to the other day, and she complained about how her guy sometimes acts like a woman. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like, he whines and complains and so forth. He says, that's what I'm supposed to do. So if he's doing that, what am I going to do? I don't know. So this is a few tips. I don't know if they'll work, but they're a few tips on how to not lose your woman, because, you know, it's a harsh world out there. You end up losing your woman to someone, yeah. Yeah, but before I go, remember I'm on ZFM every Friday between 6:30 and 7 p.m. presenting a show called The Switch. And it's powered by The Movement, and my co-presenter is Kundai Chianika. Check it out if you can. And then other than that, I say thank you very much for joining me. If you want to get in touch with me on these and any other issues, the email address is info@larikwirirai.com, or you could get in touch with me via Twitter @Kwirirai, or go into my website www.larikwirirai.com. So I say thank you very much. Take care of yourself and the people that you love. It's been the Quiddicast. The name is Larry.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?